not every market is relevant for every platform, but whatever your market happens to be, if you're a coach selling services, doesn't matter what it is that you've got as your offer, there are now platforms that you can easily leverage to generate leads and sales. And it's just like the most exciting time ever in online commerce.
This is Super Fast Business with James Schranko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schranko here. Welcome to Super Fast Business. I've got a very special guest, someone who I actually have an entire podcast with. Welcome, Ezra Firestone.
Woo! Yeah, man. I'm excited, man. I'm excited to record a lot of episodes, too, when I am hanging out in your building. People may not know this. I found out what building you lived in, and I found out a way to rent an apartment in that same building for 3 weeks. So I'm excited about that.
Well, it's definitely going to be fun. We'll be recording. We'll be surfing. You're coming for Super Fast Business Live, and you'll be talking about what's happening in your business. We'll get to that in just a second. If listeners are interested in hearing us banter in a different mode, go over to thinkactget.com and check that out, because Ezra and I have a whole podcast show there. It's very popular. But today we're actually talking about business, pure business stuff. In particular, because you've been to my event before, Ezra, and you do travel around the world and you speak to lots of people in the e-commerce industry, I really want to ask you, what has changed in, you know, the last year? What changed last year and the end of last year, and as you come into this year, what sort of things are on your mind that you've observed has shifted that maybe the rest of the market hasn't sort of cottoned onto yet that we should share here?
Totally. You know, something interesting is happening in the e-commerce industry. I almost feel like history is repeating itself. When I got into the game, everyone was selling other people's products through dropshipping. And dropshipping is essentially where you find someone who's got a product, you list it on a website, you go and, you know, you go ahead and get a sale for it, and then you notify that person, "Hey, I got a sale, charge me for the product," and send it to the customer. So it's like totally hands off. And we're using Google search engine optimization, and this is really how I got started. And right now, what's happening is sort of the same thing, where the people are sourcing products differently. Drop shipping is not really what people are doing. People are private labeling, where they're essentially slapping their logo on someone's product and calling it their own, buying it in bulk rather than, you know, not buying it until they sell it. And instead of using search engine optimization, they're using Amazon as their channel of visibility. And what I see as a parallel is essentially everyone has the same way they're getting product, and they're all dependent on the same traffic source, which is back then search engine optimization. And when Google Panda and Penguin and Hummingbird and all this stuff came in, knocked a bunch of people out. And now Amazon is starting to do the same thing, knocking people out for different reasons. And so it's like we end up with thousands of physical product retailers who have million-dollar businesses, but that aren't really businesses. They're just cash flow, because a true asset can't just be taken away from you at any point. And so the shift that I've seen happen is people are starting to wise up to things like content marketing and buying traffic and having a diversified source of visibility for whatever the offer in your bit that you have in your business is having some level of control over that visibility and not just relying on a single platform.
Gosh, it's a lot to do with the reason why I created Own the Race Course, because in every aspect of business, people get caught out when they're overly dependent on just one thing. You know, it often breaks down and they're stuck.
And, you know, I think that content marketing, and, you know, by the way, obviously I'm a huge fan of Own the Race Course. I've applied it to my e-commerce businesses. It's the very reason Smart Marketer is doing as well as it is. Like, I am I love that model, and I think it's a genius model. I think everyone should do it. And I think people get a little, they don't stick with it because the results are not immediate. You know, Own the Race Course is a farming strategy, right? We're like sowing seeds that then produce for us months down the line. And where you slap a product on Amazon and you make a sale next month, like, it's a bit, there's more immediacy to it. And so I think that there's something to be said for being willing to put in the work now for results that will come, you know, in the short future.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Amazon, it's really like just staking out a little patch in someone else's orchard and selling the apples off the tree. Whereas Own the Race Course, it's about controlling your own assets. I mean, it's a lot more work involved in finding a farm and buying the land and getting the equipment and tilling the soil and planting it and keeping the pests away.
But you end up with a whole grove.
That's great. You got the crops and you can, you know, control what happens on that.
Because you asked what has changed. And so what's changed, at least for e-commerce people, is, you know, was just basically Facebook. That was kind of all you had, you know. You had Google, but it's hard to buy Google search. It's so expensive, you know. The Google Display Network, it's sort of harder to make e-commerce products work on the Google Display Network. So you really had Facebook as your visibility source and your own ability to do content marketing and all that kind of stuff. But now platforms like Pinterest and Instagram and other comparison shopping engines like Jet.com, there's just a bunch of other, and now obviously iTunes and all this other stuff, but there's like a bunch of other channels of visibility that are becoming easier and easier to leverage as they're opening up advertising platforms.
Gotcha. So there's basically you've got a lot more options now. You don't have to be just committed down the same track as everyone else. But if you have your own platform and your own base, then I guess you can just interchange whatever traffic source is hot. Just, you know, if Pinterest is turning on or Instagram's working out better, plug them in. If Google's getting a bit expensive, dial it back a bit.
That's right. And it's going to, you know, the offer that you have is going to dictate the source of visibility that you leverage, because not every market is relevant for every platform, but whatever your market happens to be, if you're a coach selling services, doesn't matter what it is that you've got as your offer, there are now platforms that you can easily leverage to generate leads and sales. And it's just like the most exciting time ever in online commerce. So something happened in China on Singles Day, which is their equivalent of Valentine's Day, did, I think it's $14 billion in a single day in 2015. It was in November. The world is catching on. It's never been a more exciting time to be a retailer online. They don't predict a plateau in sight. There is essentially no plateau predicted as far as online commerce's growth. It's just ridiculous.
Okay, so if we're not drop shipping, we're now probably getting a little more control of our products and our own website. What's in your tool bag? What's your like favorite platform to set up your own store with?
Sure. So my technology stack for e-commerce is Shopify. I'm a huge ambassador for Shopify. I go up there quite often, and I think...
Is that just because they have a slip reader?
They do have a slide. what's interesting about them is they've done sort of something that you preach, right? Like they are the best in the world at the commerce, at processing transactions and making a really smooth and easy user interface for someone who wants to build a store. And then what they do, so they specialize in that. And then they layer on, you want the best shopping cart abandonment? They're going to layer on, you know, you can pick between people and you can layer on the best shopping cart abandonment. You want the best theme or website design? You can pick between themes and websites design and layer those on. So whatever these little third-party apps that you want to plug into your store, such as, you know, inventory management or shipping management, any of this stuff that all these other platforms that try to be an all-in-one don't do very well, Shopify just doesn't do. And they let other people do it. And that's why they're winning the race, is because they've specialized and they've focused and they have the largest third-party developer network of developing really cool, awesome things for their platform that you can layer on. So you end up with the best interface as a merchant to build your store, and then you end up with all these other – anything that you could think of that you need is not actually developed by Shopify. It's developed by a specialist who only does that.
Yeah, that's the way to go, and it's similar to the cart that I've used for my information product business where it just – talks to everything else. It's a solid strategy. I know Richard Koch talks about it in his one of his 80-20 books, not the classic one, but the other one. He talks about there's a sweet spot in the market and you shouldn't always try and own every vertical layer of the market. So just stick to the bits you're doing. In fact,
and this is advice that if we just, you know, sort of switch gears to Smart Marketer, which is a brand that you've essentially coached me through building over the years, the advice you kept giving me, be a specialist. Do this one thing really well. And that strategy has really paid off.
Yeah, and you've trimmed back some other offerings, and I'm in the exact same process. I'm stripping away business units to get back to the core so that I can really be good at it. And that's where the power comes. So someone listening to this thinking, okay, the sweet spot is to be in control of my own product and get a Shopify store. There's a few tools that I've heard you talking about on podcasts and webinars that you like. Which ones are those?
Sure. So I'm using OptiMonk, OptiMonk. And if you go to optimonk.com/smartmarketer, which is my brand, OptiMonk/smartmarketer, you can get a like 2 months free or something. It's exit intent software. And it's like the coolest thing I have found. You can drive traffic to it. It's not exit pop-ups. It doesn't pop up like a new window when someone tries to exit. It just pops up a box within the window that they're actually in, and it's totally legal, and you can do it, and you can drive Facebook ads and Google ads to it. And man, has it ever helped me generate extra leads on Smart Marketer. I think it's about 20% more leads we're getting, and on Boom, it's more like 17%. But that's like a fifth more leads we're getting from the visitors to our website. It's incredible. So that tool is really cool. I'm very much enjoying a CRM, an email service provider called Klaviyo, which I think is more of an enterprise level one. So I probably wouldn't, you know, start there if you're a new merchant. But ActiveCampaign is the email service provider or CRM that you might want to start with. $9 a month. It does tagging. It does automations. Does all kinds of stuff. What else have we been playing with? As far as those are the ones that come to mind.
Cool. So you actually just put an affiliate link in my podcast. That's pretty spectacular.
Yeah, sorry, dude. I had to do it.
Well, you see, well, that Smart Marketer name doesn't just get there by accident. This guy's outrageous.
Well, I also have a relationship with you where I know that it's like sort of cool, so I wouldn't have done
it. I know. It's fine. I'm messing with you. You know what? The thing is, I recognize I'm not an e-commerce market specialist. That's why I get you on the show. And that's why I want you to come to the event and cater for – yeah,
and speaking of the event, man, when you see what I am going to share at this event, so I've spent, as you know, the last, you know, 10 years in this industry building online business, and I've really soared in the last 3 or 4, frankly, since meeting you, and other things have happened in my life, but I've really soared. And I feel like my ability to make businesses work right now, when it comes to everything from the infrastructure of the business to how I communicate and how I delegate and how I run my team to the specific sales funnels that I'm using to the actual ad campaigns, all the way down to what the interest groups are, what devices I'm targeting, how much I'm bidding, every platform I'm using, what the ads look like, what the sales funnels look like, what the retargeting campaigns look like, the whole thing, nothing held back. And I would only do this for your event. I mean, I would do it for my own event, for my own mastermind people, but outside of that, there's nowhere else I would do this other than for you and your folks because of our relationship. And I think it's going to blow people away.
Hey, well, we're neighbors, right?
I know. We live next door to
you. And since meeting you, my surfing started and continued. So I owe you a big thank you on the backside of that.
And my surfing stopped.
You passed the baton. I kept it for you.
I totally did.
So it's all good. I'm looking forward to the event. We always have fun. You're a dynamic presenter. I actually attended one of your webinars recently as your coach just to see what you're up to. And you've been – the way that you're delivering information, I've seen a market improvement over the years where you're making easier to understand, very, very information-packed. Even on your free stuff, you're giving away things that you would expect in a paid course. So I applaud what you're doing. It's lovely to see that continue. If you're listening to this and you're interested in e-commerce, then I suggest that you check out what Ezra Firestone is up to. If you would like to come to Superfast Business Live, you're listening to this before the event, get a ticket. It's a great event. It's the 11th one, actually. And I've booked surfing for the last day for the audience. And we also, if you're listening to this after the event, then hop along inside Superfast Business Membership where you hopefully be able to catch a recording of what went down. And one way or the other, I'd love to help you on your business. So Ezra, are you in Hawaii at the moment?
I am in Hawaii right now on the north shore of Oahu. I just ordered some Thai food from the local Thai joint, so I'm going to go eat that. And I'm going from here to Australia, so I'll be there soon.
Great. Well, get a few waves in and looking forward to catching up.
Thanks, man.
See you, buddy.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.